Listening Library presents If a Tree Falls at Lunch Period by Jennifer Choldenko. Read for you by Ariadne Myers and Francois Baptiste. Chapter 1. Kirsten. This is lame, but I'm actually looking forward to school this year because every day this summer was like crap. Dog crap, cat crap. I even had a few elephant crap days. Trust me, it was bad. For starters, I hardly saw my best friend in the whole world, Rory. She was always in camp or on Maui. They probably don't even have crap on Maui. Besides Rory being gone all summer, my only other friend in the whole world, Nellie, moved away. And my mom and dad fought all the time. They stopped seeing my little sister Kippy and me, and they definitely stopped hearing what we said. We even tried a little experiment on them. Kippy said there was a colony of worms living in the laundry hamper, and my mom said, "Leave your muddy shoes outside." And I said Brad Pitt had invited me to a slumber party, and my mom said, "You already had your snack." It was funny for a while. Then it wasn't. But summer is over. School is back, and all I can think about as my mom drives us up to the drop-off is how I really, really, really want to have a bunch of classes with Rory this year. Well, that's almost all I think of. I also consider my butt and how it will make its way out of our car. Nobody wants to see a gigantor butt coming out of a car first thing on a Monday morning. That much I know. Have a good day.